So we're going to really start now this time about OPAM's NIC system dependency mechanism. Ryan Gibb is going to talk about that. We already saw a talk by Ryan, and we're curious to see this one. So go ahead, Ryan.
Thank you very much. Hi, everyone. So I'm going to give you a quick talk on OPAM's NICs system dependency mechanism. So if you don't know, OPAM is the OCaml language package manager. And as with many other languages, you can use OCaml packages from NICs packages or a specialized overlay. But sometimes the packages or package versions you might need might not be included in that repository or overlay. You can use a project like Twig's OPAM NICs to programmatically generate NICs derivations from an OPAM solve for your project and its dependencies. This is great for deploying a project developed with OPAM to a NixOS system, but it isn't a great experience for development. It's quite slow, and you need to do an expensive Nix rebuild every time a dependency is added or updated. Can we just use OPAM on Nix systems? Well, yes, for OCaml dependencies, but not trivially for non-OCaml dependencies. If you depend on, for example, C libraries, you need to set up a Nix development environment using something like Nix shell or Nix develop with the said system dependencies. This requires a manual resolution of those dependencies, and the resulting binary will contain a path in the Nix store which isn't part of a garbage collection route, so the built artifacts will stop working on the next Nix GC. I'm saying system dependencies a lot, and what I mean by that is OPAM is rather unique for a language package manager in that it supports providing non-OCaml dependencies as external dependencies. They're called depexts. You can declare, parameterized by things like an operating system, packages to be installed by your system package manager. So this is an example for the GMP project. This is like a C library for numerical computation. You can see here, on NixOS, we depend upon the GMP package. But in Debian, for example, it's named libgmpdev. So when using a project that depends upon GMP in OCaml on a Debian system, OPAM will invoke apt-get install libgmpdev.